Objective. The objective of this study was to develop a machine learning model integrating behavioral measures of executive function, cognitive flexibility, and psychophysiological stress reactivity to predict and classify clinical symptomatology in individuals with major depressive disorder, generalized anxiety disorder, and post-traumatic stress disorder. Methods and materials. A cross-sectional design was utilized with a sample of participants, comprising healthy controls and individuals diagnosed with major depressive disorder, generalized anxiety disorder, and post-traumatic stress disorder. Participants completed a comprehensive 3-hour assessment protocol including neurocognitive tasks, a modified social evaluative stress task with concurrent psychophysiological recordings, and clinical self-report questionnaires. Machine learning models were trained on of the data to classify clinical versus control groups, utilizing hyperparameter tuning and SHAP values for feature interpretation. Findings. The XGBoost algorithm achieved the highest predictive performance in classifying clinical versus control groups, yielding an AUCROC of. Traditional linear analyses indicated that clinical cohorts exhibited significantly greater symptom severity and poorer cognitive performance, including elevated perseverative errors on the WCST and compromised trail-making test performance. Physiologically, cortisol reactivity was blunted in the PTSD group and exaggerated in the MDD group, while baseline HRV was significantly lower across all clinical cohorts. SHAP feature importance analysis revealed that the TMT Part BA difference score was the most crucial predictor of clinical classification, followed closely by cortisol reactivity, baseline anxiety, and baseline HRV. Conclusion. Advanced machine learning algorithms effectively capture the complex nonlinear interactions between cognitive flexibility and autonomic stress dysregulation, underscoring the necessity of integrated, multidimensional approaches for accurate psychiatric classification.